Welcome once again back to the show. Hello, bring me the mic. Where's everybody gone? We are right here. Okay. Azo. So now we have someone special in this studio with us. Someone who's really nervous and is already smiling. So yeah, so it's all good. We had a gig at the Apple House. This happened on October 28th. And there was a very, very spectacular event which took place. There was a friend of ours called Hannes. His name is Hannes, yeah?
Yes.
Hannes Freeman.
Hannes Feisman.
Hannes Feisman.
Yes.
So this voice that you just heard now was dancing to the music which came from a stone played by Hannes Feisman. So, Radhya Yushka. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Feeling fine with you all here.
Welcome to the Newcomer News Show. This is the show which tries and gets you a lot of different things besides the normal things in life. So tell us a little bit about how we can imagine you as a dancer. Because of your introduction to the public, what I have to say is you basically were the dancer and the choreographer for this event on 28th of October. And you all did something which a lot of people liked, and many more people were very interested. So, first, tell us what's your profile like.
Oh, I mean, I'm a young dancer coming from here. Actually, I grew up in Tübingen, and then I went to Berlin, and I learned dance with a master from Japan. And so I did an education, like a master-student relation. So I worked for her and joining her in her work. And I learned about a lot of about life, like how to dance in life. Yeah, actually,
nice,
that's
nice.
It. Yeah.
I mean, if you're expressing it like this, then there surely must be something about dance. Natalia is already looking at you. Maybe she has some inputs also. Natalia?
No, ich wollte einfach so fragen, wenn es möglich ist, dass du auch auf Deutsch vielleicht erzählst.
Yeah.
Weil vielleicht gibt es wäre gut auch, wenn du, was du auf Englisch gesagt hast, auf Deutsch.
Ja, sehr gerne. Gut.
Okay.
Ja, also ich bin hier groß geworden in Tübingen. Hier in der Wagenburg, ganz alternativ im Wagen. Und dann wollte ich eigentlich Kunst studieren. Und da habe ich gedacht, nee, Mann, ich will was mit meinem Körper machen. Und dann bin ich nach Berlin gegangen, um da zu lernen. Und da habe ich eine Meisterin gefunden, bei der ich lernen konnte. Weil die normalen Schulen, so Ballett, Modern und Jazz und so, das war mir zu langweilig und zu viel Form. Und dann habe ich Minako Seki gefunden, für die ich dann 3 Jahre lang gearbeitet habe und sie begleitet habe in ihrer Arbeit und dafür von ihr lernen konnte. Viel über Tanz, wie man als Tänzerin und Choreografin arbeitet und super viel übers Leben gelernt auch.
Und das heißt, dass du schon selber machst du so Veranstaltungen und auch unterrichtest du, machst du Workshops für andere Leute? Wie ist es bei dir? Wie hast du dich entwickelt nach deiner Ausbildung in Berlin? Wie ist,
ich habe angefangen in Berlin, nachdem ich bei ihr aufgehört habe, habe ich eine Pantomime-Schule gemacht für 1,5 Jahre, weil ich noch ein bisschen Disziplin lernen wollte. Aber das war mir ein bisschen zu streng und dann habe ich angefangen, morgens zu unterrichten und ein ganzheitliches Morgentraining zu geben, wo es einfach mit Spiel und Spaß tanzen zu lernen und auch jeder sich selber mitbringt und seine eigene Realität umsetzen kann in Tanz.
Ja. Und machst du auch mit Kindern, mit Erwachsenen oder?
Ja, beides. Ich nenne es immer Tanz
for all.
Für die großen Kinder. Für like alle Kinder, die wir alle sind, auch erwachsene Kinder.
Well, one of the most interesting things which actually happened with Radhya was, you know, every evening she goes to this place on the top of a hill in Tübingen.
Österberg, ja.
Yeah.
And
there is a tree there, you know, Natalia, there is a tree. It's like a willow tree, you know, really nice old tree. And if you look at it, it's like it's something like you'd like to sit down and, you know, chill underneath the tree. So she actually has this gathering which takes place there every evening sometimes.
Yeah, to the sunset time.
Sunset time.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
And we were even trying to pull it towards the winter. I mean, yeah, it's really cold now. So there were much more nicer sunsets earlier, which she would go and, you know, have these small little... What were you all doing there anyways at the Willows?
The Willows, we meet up. It's like a... yeah, it's like a place where we come together, like all people who want to celebrate the sunset. Like, you know, maybe you're from India, from Goa. You know that, like almost everywhere in the world, we do it. We just celebrate the sun and say thank you. And we move and coming together. And we found a word for that. It's called, it's a German word. It's a mixture in between moving and to meet. And in German, it's bewegnen.
Bewegnen.
Bewegnen, yes. And so sometimes we're gonna just gather and talk, and but like after talking a bit, we go into movement for sure and connect to the tree also. And I like it a lot because, yes, the tree is giving already answer to, yeah, how to be stable with good rooted, but also really floaty in, and you can adapt to surrounding, yeah, and it means like to be open and flexible, same time rooted down. And so we can see already in nature what is good for us also to move like this. And yeah, now I decided not to do it anymore in the sunset because it's gonna get dark really early.
Yeah.
And
cold.
I want to still work outside through the winter, but more in the in a little park, in the Volkspark.
Okay.
And in Südstadt.
What time? Maybe we can have some listeners come in and check this out.
Yes.
What time are you thinking about?
I think, yes, and now I'm starting to train really early. I go up 6 o'clock and start to go outside 7 o'clock. For the first, moving session. It's more like a creative jogging, which is, affected by what is surrounding. So there is a little playground where we have swings and, and
creative.
Yeah.
That's really actually the word, because what you all did for the festival was actually pretty out of this world, you know. It was... Actually, why don't you just give us an idea about what exactly happened there? Or first, let me say what I saw or what the viewers saw. They actually saw...
Please, I want to know.
So there were two people from the Folklang, one with an accordion and one with a violin. And they were sitting at the subway, where the subway begins. And you can see Eppley House, you know, just outside Eppley House. So at that point, they were sitting and... They were playing their instruments, and suddenly there was this one girl who came dressed in leaves. So she's wearing a skirt with like huge leaves, which was made, of course, by Radhya and Banch and Momo, whom we also have in the studio and who is absolutely quiet today. Hello, Momo. How are you?
Hello.
Can you say that a little bit more loudly so we know you exist?
Hello, I'm Momo. Yes. Is it okay when I just speak in German?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Absolutely. In whatever language you feel like.
Yeah, I feel better in Deutsch. Ich und Radia haben uns getroffen in Tübingen beim Bewegnen. Ja, jetzt sind wir Kollegen sozusagen. Managen uns gegenseitig und lassen Ideen zusammenfließen bei der Weide. Ja, also es ist für mich sehr schön. Ich weiß nicht, hattest du gerade eine Frage, die ich verpasst habe, glaube
ich. No, it's a good thing.
Blätterkleid waren wir.
Ah ja, Blätterkleid, Stichwort. Die Performance beim Apple war für mich was sehr Schönes, weil es irgendwie spontan war, aber trotzdem für mich was sehr Mächtiges rübergebracht hat, also sehr viel Gefühl rübergebracht hat. Ich habe allgemein, denke ich, gelernt, dass der Körper nicht nur so zur äußeren Betrachtung, zur Schaustellung da ist oder um ihn zu gestalten irgendwie schönheitsidealmäßig, sondern auch, dass man der Körper ist und wenn man im Körper ist, auch aufhören kann zu denken und einfach frei sich bewegen kann, wie es gerade sich anfühlt. Also mutig zu sein auch, ja. Gerade bei dieser Performance zum Beispiel oder auch auf dem Österberg.
It was nice. That's all I have to say. And maybe you can give us some more idea about what exactly we were trying to, like, you know, bring out to the people. Because obviously, like, we were talking about your guys going and hanging out at this tree, which is the willow tree. And you definitely have more than just that idea. You have a more deeper meaning behind it. So I'm sure that might be the case for the dance as well. So give us a small idea.
Of the performance, yes. Yeah, it's a good time right now. It's the changing time. It's autumn. And this is a crazy time because we are still pretty much alive and thinking about the summer and really happy. And we still celebrate a lot. And it's like the trees. They give all their last colors in the leaves, you know. And they show up everything what they learned. It's the time of harvest. And yeah, actually, that was the idea to celebrate, you know, to celebrate our harvest time. And I was thinking about the traditions, and I'm really happy to have this place where every country can show like this thousand rhythmen, where everybody can show what is their culture, you know. And I often have the feeling that we lost our culture somehow through all the Nazi time and all that. And we lost our really connection to nature and what is our nature in Germany also to celebrate. And this is a really, is a big celebration, the harvest time. It's called Samhain. Okay. And it's made up by the Americans for Halloween. Uh-huh. But it's just adapted to the nature, and now is the time. So I just showed the last summer time and how it's slowly dying. I mean, it's not dying, but letting go also. So you let go all the good times. And all the trouble also, like a lot what is blowing your mind. And you let it fall.
So that's
like
what,
leaves.
That's what was happening when the leaves were falling off this girl. So yes. She was wearing leaves as a skirt and the leaves were falling off little by little. Mm-hmm. And then there was Momo at the side and her at the side. And y'all were some more people also? Like y'all were some...
And also Jonas was there, uh-huh. And he was like the wind and throwing leaves all the time to Sophia. Uh-huh. She performed the Harvest Queen.
She was the one with the leaves.
And it was also nice, the setting, because we started outside, like we are in summer outside all the time. And the inside is maybe really chaotic because you just throw all your stuff and you go outside to celebrate again and meet your friends. And then we went with all the group and all the audience. We went inside where Hannes was playing with the stone. And the stone sound is really like... the singing of a wallfish, and this really deep sound is going into the bones. And was also there, the Harvest Queen was dying, and Momo, the which was like the kid, or the she was like affected by this, and she, in the end, she was coming to the dying queen and go inside the leaves like a little kid to the how you say shoes of your mom, like the on the arm of
the
your
arms
mom
of your
like
mom.
This yes. Uh-huh. And me representing the dead, smoking and really dark. And yeah, I was really happy to have the possibility to play it. Yeah.
Oh, something's coming in. Wait a minute. I see something is coming in. Hello? Hello? I somehow feel that...
Hello?
Somebody's calling us.
Hallo, calling Radio Dreieckland.
Hallo, Radio Voice der Welle mit euch. Hallo. Wir machen das Interview hier weiter und dann machen wir ein Interview mit dem Radio Dreieck.
Macht ihr die All right, so we finally connected. Yeah, so what's happening here right now is a surprise call which is coming from Radio Dryland. And Manuel, I think we need to connect with these guys because we just had a workshop in Freiburg this Saturday, Sunday. I met some very beautiful people and we shared some very interesting ideas. And they have a radio station called...
In 5 minutes.
Our Voice. So we have Newcomer News and they have a radio station called Our Voice. And like you know, it's all about connecting. So I think they're trying to make us a live call from one studio to the next studio. That's from two different places, from Freiburg and Tübingen. We're on for this interview, but looks like Radia, we have some surprise elements coming in during your show. Just like you were the surprise element, she was actually the was the surprise element. She was not really planned on the beginning to do the dance, you know. And it was just a week before the show actually took place, that week, that me and Radia got together and we started thinking about it. And she was like, yeah, I think I can pull it off. And
thank you.
It took about 2 days for her to get all of that ready and rock and roll. So, yeah, you were telling us about your performance. So now I want to know a little bit about your... Project, of course, Natalia.
Ja, ich habe eine Frage. Yeah. Du hast schon gesagt, dass du auch machst Workshops und ich bin total interessiert, wie machst du deine Workshops? Erst ist es outside und dann, wenn die Leute so kommen zu dir und dann, was ist deine erste Aufgabe oder erste Übung, dass du sagst, dass die Leute ein bisschen lockerer werden, weil ich denke, ich glaube nicht, dass so vorgehen und beginnen alle zu tanzen. No? Wie organisierst du deinen Workshop?
Ich fange meistens an mit einem Ritual und das Ritual passe ich dem Ort meistens an. Also da, wir waren vorher im Kastanienkreis den Sommer über und da sind wir erstmal 3 Runden durch den Kastanienkreis gejoggt. Und jeder hat in der ersten Runde hat gesagt, für was er dankbar ist und in der zweiten Runde, um was er bittet.
So ja. Yeah. We are back to Radia. What were you saying, Radia?
So, and in the last, so the first round was saying thank you, the second round to say what is your wishes, and the third round is meditation, just to be silent and quiet with yourself.
Okay.